An international art exhibition opening in Bloomington promises to refute Rudyard Kipling's famous claim about East and West.
Because I don't agree with Kipling about East is East and West is West. I am making them meet.
Felice Cicek is the creator of Bloomington Kathmandu, an art show exploring the concept of home in the 21st century, showcasing the work of artists, musicians, and poets from around the world as well as Bloomington. The exhibition is being staged at the Tibetan-Mongolian Buddhist Cultural Center. Cicek, who is ethnically Turkish and Georgian, was inspired to organize the event by the Dalai Lama's visit to Bloomington last spring.
His vision is to turn the Tibetan Buddhist Cultural Center into a hub of activities where everyone will come, not just religious people, but people from all backgrounds, and especially artists.
Founded in 1979 by Thubten Norbu, the Dalai Lama's brother, the center's connection to a religion and government in exile makes it the ideal site for a group of artworks dedicated to the concept that home is a portable feeling.
Home is a state of mind. It's not a place. It transcends space. It transcends geographical locations.
Cicek studied European migrant cinema, movies made by Turks living in Germany and Moroccans in France, to learn how transnational artists reconstitute the feeling of home.
You create a dirt space. So home is this mobile, abstract place that you exist in that is neither your native land you left behind nor the place you are living in.
One of the artists included in Bloomington Kathmandu explores a metaphysical definition of home in her paintings. Svetlana Rakic is a native of Serbian Bosnia.
So she's from a country that doesn't exist anymore in terms of former Yugoslavia. And she focuses on trees a lot in that trees can grow anywhere.
Bloomington Kathmandu opens with a reception featuring musical performances and poetry readings on the grounds of the Tibetan Cultural Center Saturday, May 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. The visual artworks will remain on view at the facility each day through June 21st. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.